Mounting frustration with the Human Services Department cutoff of Medicaid payments to in-state providers of behavioral health services has now seen the New Mexico Foundation for Open Government file a lawsuit. The organization, dedicated to transparency in government, wants release of the audit which set the cutoffs in motion, saying the report is too important to the citizens of New Mexico to be kept from public view. HSD has refused to release its data, saying it would jeopardize the active investigation by the Attorney General's office. Fogg says the burden is on the AG's office to substantiate that. New Mexicans are now hearing about the state's new health insurance exchange preparing for its October 1st launch. A public awareness campaign targets both small businesses and individuals. Officials say that radio ads promoting the initial sign-up for Obamacare will be airing this week, and that billboards are also planned. Additionally, TV ads are to air in 2 weeks' time. The exchange is targeting small businesses first. Individuals will be able to sign up through a federal exchange next year. A federal lawsuit has seen preliminary settlement between the New Mexico Corrections Department and some 400 inmates at the Los Lunas prison over a practice prisoners say was humiliating and unnecessary. During facility-wide shakedowns, the inmates were forced to sit and straddle each other for long periods of time while in their underwear. If approved, the class action settlement pays out some $750,000 and assures that technique won't be used again. A public forum is being held in Santa Fe today exploring whether it might be advantageous for the city to have its own electric utility. Advocates for such city ownership point out that the practice was common in the early 20th century before municipalities turned to larger investor-owned utility providers. Today's New Mexican says one of the speakers will be the former vice president of Austin, Texas's municipally owned electric concern, along with former Santa Fe County Commissioner Paul Campos. The event is at the Scottish Rite Temple at 5:30. Federal aviation legislation passed by Congress will see the FAA's Airport Improvement Program provide a combined $7.5 million for projects at Albuquerque Sunport and the Santa Fe Municipal Airport. The Sunport gets $5 million for rehabilitation of an existing taxiway, while Santa Fe gets $2.5 million for construction of a new one. The New Mexico Attorney General's office says there was no discrimination against blacks in the appropriation of public money. The Albuquerque Journal reports that the State Attorney General's office said in a recent letter to the Duke City chapter of the NAACP that it didn't appear discrimination was behind lawmakers not granting a hearing for after-school tutoring programs. The group last spring condemned the failure of the legislature to pass $2 million worth of funding for those tutoring efforts. And weather for Santa Fe, mostly sunny today with a high of 75 and a 30% chance for late-day showers and thunderstorms. Some clouds overnight with lows in the mid-50s. Sunny Thursday with highs in the mid-70s and only a 10% chance for afternoon showers. For KSFR News, this is Dan Garrity.